Welcome back to the Lee Company, Nashville Predators pregame show. My name is Nick Keyser, and as we do every game, it's time to go behind enemy lines before tonight's matchup against the San Jose Sharks. And to help us do that, I caught up with former Milwaukee Admirals goaltender Devin Cooley, who is now part of the Sharks organization after being traded there from the Buffalo Sabres on a late draft day deal. Here's my conversation with him earlier today. Devin, welcome back to Nashville first and foremost on the other side of things, but I'm just curious from your perspective, you got traded on trade deadline day, one of the final deals of the day as well. Walk me through what that crazy day was like for you, what that phone call was like to hear that you were going back home to California.
Oh gosh, yeah, it was like definitely a whirlwind. I was sitting on my couch. We had a game that day, actually, in Rochester. I was sitting on my couch just like glued to my phone, like waiting to see if something was going to happen, and then at like 3 o'clock, then 3:10, like I hadn't heard anything. And then so I go to my girlfriend, I was like, hey, I guess we're sticking around, like I don't think I got traded. I went to lay down for pregame nap, and then all of a sudden I get a call from Buffalo's GM, Kevin Adams, and he's like, hey, like we traded you to San Jose, like thank you, blah blah, all that stuff. And I was like, holy, like I didn't even know like San Jose was in the picture, like I had no idea, like it was coming. I knew like a trade was definitely a possibility. Mm-hmm. But I had no idea San Jose was something, so that I was like, my girlfriend started freaking out. I was like pretty excited. I call my mom and my dad, and my mom started crying immediately, and my dad's freaking out and stuff, just because it's, you know, it's the hometown team that we grew up watching, so it's pretty insane. And then literally within like an hour or so, I get a call from, you know, San Jose's management, and being like, hey, you got a flight in Buffalo in like an hour and a half, like 2 hours, like can you make it there? I'm like, oh. So I had to like pack everything within like 30 minutes, drive to the rink in Rochester really quick, grab my gear, and then drive an hour to the Buffalo airport. And then so I made my flight with like 15 minutes left. I was like barely made on time. And then it was like a crazy travel day. It was like 2 days of travel, and then finally getting to San Jose off like 2 hours of sleep, and then back up for my first game. And so it was pretty insane experience.
So back in 2020, signing with the Nashville Predators, undrafted free agent, walk me through what this organization meant to you while you were part of it. Obviously most of it in Milwaukee, but what did this organization mean for you?
Oh, it meant everything. You know, they took a chance on me, you know, as a free agent and stuff, and kind of happened out of nowhere too, like just happened really quick. And I have so much love, you know, for this organization and the staff, and they really did everything they could to, you know, develop me into the goalie I am today and the person I am today as well. I made a lot of friends, obviously, you know, through Milwaukee. Love the city of Milwaukee. Love the city of Nashville too. Like I like to spend my summers here. I spend as much time as I could here, practicing and skating in the summertime. And the goalie coaches and goalie development staff have been amazing. And you know, just nothing but good things to say from top to bottom.
So Chicago, we saw your debut, and I want to talk about the gear for just a second. Is the gear color driving you nuts? Is there a plan for that currently? And I know that the helmet looks good, but I'm just curious: is there a plan for the padding? Is the color driving you nuts at all?
Yeah. The colors, obviously, you know, doesn't make the pictures don't look as good when you got, you know, solid blue pads and chill jerseys. But Bauer says it's hopefully end of the month, so hopefully soon, you know, maybe a week or so, and then hopefully get a good set going and actually have some good style out there. And then, yeah, the helmet's a wrap, so it's just a little vinyl wrap or vinyl, whatever you say. And so that's working out for now, but obviously doesn't do it justice when you have the blue pads still. Better than nothing, you know.
Yeah, no, for sure. So back in Chicago, going back to your debut, I heard that your dad was able to make it. So was it kind of cool to have him there? Obviously, you said that your parents got emotional hearing that you're going back to Cali, but what was that day like to have him there?
Yeah, we had 16 people there.
Whoa.
Yeah, okay. So it was an expensive weekend for tickets and then for them getting hotels and flights. But yeah, I had my mom, you know, aunt, uncle, cousins, my two brothers, you know, one of my brother's wives, and my dad, his girlfriend, and then my grandpa, and my girlfriend and her family as well. And so we had like a whole group of people. It was awesome. They all had my jerseys from over the years. So like all of them were wearing like the Junior Sharks jerseys, and then some of them had my junior jerseys.
That's cool.
Even one was wearing a Milwaukee jersey too as well, so it was pretty awesome. Really, really special.
For sure. So what has this process been like for you pro-wise this year? You get dealt, but before you got dealt, what's it been like playing this season, and how have things gone for you?
Yeah, it's been one of the worst years of my career, actually. I felt really good where I was at as a goalie, like where I was developing and how I was, you know, moving in the right direction. I thought the work was working, but the result wasn't there. It was a tough situation, you know, in Buffalo and Rochester. We had a little bit of a goalie logjam, so wasn't playing a whole lot, you know. And even like in Rochester, we had three goalies the majority of the year, so you're not even really getting many practice reps either, and you're playing once every 2 to 3 weeks. So at that point, it felt to me like I was just shooting darts at a dartboard, like, you know, either it was going to be your night or not your night, you know. So obviously really frustrating situation for me, because I felt like I was good and I felt like I was doing the right things, but again, the result wasn't there, and it was hard to get, you know, the reps. So I think it was the best situation for everyone involved, you know, for me to get moved somewhere. I just wasn't sure if it was going to happen. And again, like, I'm really thankful for San Jose to give me the opportunity as well to play a game and prove to myself that, hey, like, I can play at this level too, even though, like, the numbers aren't there, you know, in the American League. I don't think it was a reflection of how I was as an actual goalie.
Last thought here for you. Yaroslav Askarov was someone that you were really close with last year. Seeing him come up here, but seeing him in Milwaukee, he gets his own crazy bobblehead night. That's not really even a bobblehead. It's just him with that bench press. What was it like to play with him? Y'all were best buds last year. He said that you and him had goalie secrets, is what he dubbed it, for just him learning the game. What was it like to play with him and just, you know, experience what he was, honestly?
Yeah, he's just a crazy kid, you know. He's the way he is on the ice, it's kind of the way he is off the ice. Just a lot of energy, super happy go lucky kind of guy. He always told me that we are entertainers, and that's why he does everything that he does on the ice. And some people agree with that, some people don't agree with that. He's a little controversial, but he definitely does a great job of entertaining the fans, and I think Nashville should be stoked to have him, you know, in the organization, because he's a special goalie, he's a special guy too.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Devin, thank you for the time. Glad to have you back in Nashville, and we'll see how this all shakes out for you.
Yeah, thank you.
Appreciate Devin for hopping on the Nashville Predators pregame show here with us this evening. Coming up next, Max Herz caught up with Predators forward Colton Sissons. You're in tune with the Lee Company, Nashville Predators pregame show.